Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. The C Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Paige.
Hey, Paige. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I need to teach my husband a lesson about lying and about going to strip clubs, and I need your help to do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I already love this dirty work.
Okay, so what is your husband's name?
It's Rich, or Richard.
Okay, so normally Rich, but when he's in trouble, it's Richard. So, like, right now. Okay, so what happened with the strip club?
So he left last Friday to go down to Fort Lauderdale for work, and he's supposed to be down there to help them open a new office. So he swore to me that it was a work event and that the only reason he was going down there was, you know, for work. But I seriously knew that this was going to happen because all the guys that he went down there with are all young and most of them are single, and I just knew it.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay, so on Saturday morning, our daughter, she gets up super early so that she can watch Saturday morning cartoons, and she usually watches them on her iPad. He has this iPad mini, and he usually, when he goes out of town or goes to work, he'll leave it for her to use sometimes.
Okay.
So I'm in the kitchen, and I'm making breakfast, and she keeps complaining because there's a bunch of things that keep popping up on the screen. And I'm like, honey, just X them out. I mean, you know how to do that. I taught her how to, you know, hit the little X button. And she says, no, Mom, they keep coming back. They keep coming back. So I'm like, okay, great. Maybe she, I don't know, downloaded a virus or something.
Right.
I walk over and I grab the iPad, I look at it, and it's a Facebook conversation Rich is having with some girl named Brittany.
Oh. Okay, so his Facebook is signed in on his iPad then.
Yeah, so what's going on his phone is popping up on his iPad.
Okay, so tell me about this conversation.
So I'm reading it, and she's like, hey, by the way, thanks for leaving your card here last night. I took the girls out for a shopping spree. And he writes back, like, oh, my God, thank you for reminding me. I thought I lost it. And then she's like, okay, well, are you coming back to get it? And he's like, yeah, well, I guess that's a good excuse to come back and see you.
Oh, geez. Okay, and you're seeing this entire conversation.
Yeah, in real time, as it's happening. And I'm like, okay, well, let's just see who this Brittany girl is. So I looked her up on Facebook, and she works at somewhere called Scarlet's, which, come to find out, it's a strip club.
Oh! So he's busted.
Oh, pretty much, yeah. Big time.
So did you call him up and be like, so how was the strip club last night?
Yeah, I did.
Well, what did he say?
Well, okay, so he said he took some guys out, dropped them off, and then went right back to the hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure he did that. Did you ask him about the card?
No, I just said, okay, so you're telling me you didn't stay there? And he's like, lied right to me. Nope, I just dropped them off. I was there, DD. I'm like, have fun, guys. And then I went right back to the hotel.
Oh, right. What a liar.
Now, I have to ask, are you the type of person who considers this cheating, like him going to a strip club? Is that cheating to you?
I mean, no. I consider it disgusting. I mean, it's absolutely just gross.
Yeah.
I don't consider it actually like cheating, no.
So would Rich be in trouble right now if he had just said, you know what, I went to a strip club, the guys pressured me into it, I didn't enjoy myself at all?
I mean, I would be angry about it, yes, but not as angry as I am now because he lied to me about it.
Yeah. Well, at least you think he lied to you.
Honey, no, he lied. Trust me.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
Well, what I want to know is, who becomes Facebook friends with the girl they meet at a strip club? That's what I would be worried about.
Well, some places will have their dancers, like, each set up a page for themselves, and then they have contests every month about who gets the most new followers. It's, like, all for marketing purposes. I mean, at least that's something I read about somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You don't know from experience?
Anyways, what would you like us to do, Paige?
Well, first of all, I want to hear proof from him. And then second of all, I want you guys to scare the shit out of him so that next time he'll think twice before lying to me when he goes to some strip club.
Okay. That I love this idea. Yeah. This should be a lot of fun. I guess I take it you want to stay on the line and listen to all this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with Richard Eric, please.
Yeah, this is Rich.
Hey, Rich. Good morning. My name is Carlton Banks, and I'm actually calling from Visa Securities and Fraud Protection. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Great. So, anyways, the reason I'm calling is because anytime there's a heavy, unusual amount of spending on a client's account, we call to verify that no identity theft has occurred. And the reason I'm calling you is to verify charges totaling over $7,000 on the night of September 30th. Were you present during these transactions, and are you aware that they took place?
Well, I'm sorry. What is this about?
I'm calling to make sure that it was you who spent over $7,000 in charges on the night of September 30th, which would have been last Saturday.
Holy shit. Okay. No, that was not me.
Okay. So you weren't in Fort Lauderdale the night of September 30th?
No, I was, but I didn't spend $7,000. Hell no.
Okay. So can you tell me if you did use your card at all the evening of September 30th?
Okay. September 30th. Let me see.
It would have been last Saturday evening.
Okay, we went to dinner. Shucks, it's a steakhouse place.
Okay, yep, I can see that. Now, how about a bar called Scarlet's? Did you end up going there?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay, because according to the pattern of the spending on this account, that was the last normal amount of spending that occurred. And then later that evening, there was a lot of spending done online.
Okay, no, that was not me.
Okay, yeah, it looks like mostly websites like Michael Kors and Gucci, and here's one for something called Alexander McQueen. There's a bunch more on here.
None of those were me.
Okay, any idea who it might have been?
No, I mean, you just said it was identity theft, right?
Okay, because whoever used your card had that little 3-digit code on it to buy all this stuff, so we're thinking maybe someone stole your card.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's what happened.
Oh, boy. I'm really sorry about this, but because you never indicated that you wanted large purchase protection on your account, there's not a whole lot I can do here.
Okay, so what do I have to do next?
I mean, honestly, I guess you got to get a second job because you got a $7,000 bill coming.
No. You guys have a fraud protection department, right? I mean, this is fraud, right? You just said it yourself.
Well, no, I said I believe it could be fraud, but we don't have any proof. I mean, maybe if you told me you accidentally left your card somewhere and you knew who took it, then we'd have something to go on. But as it stands, we don't have any evidence of anything.
Okay, no, I did leave my card behind. Okay, one of the girls at the bar, she has it.
What bar?
Scarlett's, one of the girls from there has it.
You mean the strip club?
Yes, the strip club. One of those girls has my card.
Okay, now, how do you know this?
Because she contacted me. She told me. I left it there, and she even said she was going to go on a shopping spree, but I thought she was kidding. God.
Well, I'm afraid if that's all you have to go on, there's really still not much I can do.
No, there's a lot you can do. First of all, you're going to cancel all these charges because I never made them.
Not really. I mean, they had your 3-digit code, so it's not like I'm going to...
Because they stole my freaking card. I just told you that.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess maybe don't leave your card in a strip club next time.
You are freaking useless, okay? Look, I want to talk to your supervisor. Just put me on with your boss or something, okay? Please.
Okay, sure, yeah. Hang on one second, please. Okay, so Paige, do you want to play the role of the boss? Do you want to be my boss?
Oh my God, yes. This is so great, you guys.
Okay, all right. Hang on a second. I'm going to put him on. Hold on. Okay, sir, I have my supervisor on with me for you, so go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Okay, look, so my credit card was stolen, and they made a bunch of charges. I didn't approve it, and this guy's telling me that there's nothing that you guys can do.
Okay, and who stole your card, sir?
It's some girl who works at a bar that I was at.
Okay, and you sure it wasn't a strip club?
Yes, it was a damn strip club, okay? I went to a strip club and a girl stole my card. That doesn't mean that I should have to pay for it all.
Well, let me ask you, was the girl who stole your card named Brittany?
Yes. Actually, it was her, okay? Has she done this before?
Well, no, I was just wondering why you would lie to your own wife about going to a strip club and knowing this girl when you had a chance to just tell her the truth.
Wait. Okay, what the hell's going on here?
Hey, Rich, listen, this isn't Visa Fraud Protection at all. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And Paige asked us to call you because she was pretty sure you were lying to her about the strip club.
Okay, wow. Not funny, babe, not funny at all. I'm down here trying to work and you're playing f***ing phone games with f***ing rejects on the radio? What is this, the seventh f***ing grade?
First of all, it doesn't sound like you're working too hard to me.
Yeah, and second of all, we're not rejects. Our show is in seventh place right now.
Dude, you're a jerk.
No, you're a jerk.
Yeah, and you're a liar, and you just got busted. So how about you do me a favor? From now on, stop lying to me and start telling me the truth.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Are we done here? Are we done with the little radio prank?
I mean, you lied. You got caught with your pants down, literally, I might add. So, yeah, I guess we're done.
Fine. I'm glad I could make your pathetic little miserable life a little more enjoyable. Now, I have to get back to my real job.
Oh, my God. I'm calling this guy back next week, and I'm telling him Brittany the stripper is pregnant and it's his.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.